Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And do you guys have a pitch count that ideally he would be at before you guys, he's on the radar right now, or number of innings?
No, and, if we did, we probably wouldn't share it publicly. It was going to need to be higher than 45 or wherever he was, a couple weeks ago. So he's starting to build now. He's starting to get closer to that range, and we'll continue to work with him and, just kind of assess where he is and give him feedback and listen to him and, how he's doing with it. We'll see what happens.
Here's the set and a 1-2. Cruz runs, a swing and a miss. He struck him out with Cruz running. McCutchen strikes out, and the Brewers win a game in this series now. It's 2-1 in favor of the Pirates after their 3-2 win tonight.
I'm there now, Doran. We're going to get full on into the draft. It's going to be a draft show, but we'll start with the Buccos here. I think it's time. Paul Skeens time. Let's go. Those two things in conjunction with one another made me say, let's just go ahead and do the thing now. And by those two things, I mean Paul Skeens pitches yesterday into the fifth inning. The pitch count gets up into the 70s, so that's a step in the right direction. He did give up his first earned run, so that ERA is like 0.37 or something like that. But he struck out a bunch of guys again. You heard Ben Cherington there, asked, what's it going to take to get him to the big league level? He was mum. They're going to be careful with him. But then you watch the Pirates game last night, and it's a bullpen game. It's Fleming. It's Ortiz. It's Roansy Contreras. And if you're going to do that, just bring Skeens up and do the six-man rotation.
Basically, well, I was just about to ask you. Like, our bullpen games, is that a normal thing in Major League Baseball?
We've really, and I'm sure I'm going to get corrected on the text line at 412-928-9370. We've really only seen one team have a lot of success with it, and that's the Tampa Bay Rays.
The Rays, right.
A lot of teams have done it here and there. Some teams more success than others. The Rays are kind of the poster children for it. It's not my favorite. And I think they did it because the Pirates are, I think, third or fourth, weirdly, in Major League Baseball in innings pitched by starters. And so I do think they're trying to give those guys a rest. I think they wanted to give Quinn Priester one more day to work on things, maybe two more days to work on things. We'll see when he is scheduled to pitch. And if you're going to give him an extra day of rest, if you're going to give everyone an extra day of rest, and you're going to wind up taxing the bullpen, I would rather just call Paul Skeens up, let him pitch 70 pitches, build him up in the major leagues. He's going to have an innings limit either way. Let those innings now be at the big league level. I'm ready. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, I just feel like that whenever you have to have bullpen games, you kind of have to do it. And you're kind of beating around the bush of maybe an issue. Like, to me, it wouldn't be – it's not a staple. And like you just said with the Tampa Bay Rays, like, that's their staple. That's the way they approach. But I feel like whenever – and I'm not privy to it. That's why I asked the question. But I feel like if you hear bullpen game, it's like, okay, we're dancing around an issue that, it's kind of putting tape over a hole.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, that's very evident that you're trying to do that right now. But you got the drywall to fix the hole, and you're just not ready to put it in place yet.
Right. Sometimes you got to just put the drywall up, and you know it's going to take you 4 or 5 hours. It's going to be a miserable process, but you just freaking do it
right. Instead
of getting out the, what, spackle?
Yes, spackle.
That's what they did yesterday. They spackled.
Yeah.
And here's the way I see it, man. If you're going to throw a bullpen game in there, I don't know that they'd do it the next turnaround or the next turnaround or the next turnaround, but you would imagine they'll do it again. Why not have Paul Skenes come up? He's passed that service time threshold, which is different than Super 2, but he has passed that service time threshold. Unless he's top two in NL Rookie of the Year voting, you're going to have an extra year of control basically for free now if you call him up and have him on the 26-man roster. Let him come up. He just pitched 70. He just threw 70 pitches. Time before that, it was into the 60s. They have slowly worked him up. That tells you that maybe next time out, they'll let him go into the 80s. Why can't you call Skenes up, have him be that guy in what would be your quote-unquote bullpen game? He'll go 4 or 5 innings, and then you go Fleming, or you go 4 or 5 innings, and then you go Ortiz, even though he's not been good. You go 4 or 5 innings, and then you go Roansy Contreras. If you're already going to tax the bullpen for a day, start that off with Skenes, build his pitch count up. If it's going to be 80 next time, then it could be 85 the time after that. Then it could be 90, 95. And now all of a sudden, he's just a member of your rotation, and you're not worried about taxing the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
It makes too much sense. He shoved again yesterday. You lost a game that you were facing Bryce Wilson in. We saw his time here in Pittsburgh. He's no good. You can't score runs, which is another big problem, which we'll get to in a moment here. But if you needed to bump everyone down a day, just bring Skenes up as part of that bullpen game and let him work on the stuff here at the major league level. At this point, man, I don't know why they don't do it.
And before, you know, Zangrilli and Starkey and Zeiss, before they all lost their minds, I think Zangrilli did say that he expects him to be up May 10th, which would make sense. It's 2 weeks from now. I think that's whenever we'll see him. I think they're going to give it 2 more weeks, and he will be up. But I agree with you. I mean, why waste that whenever you have a guy that was pitching basically on the same day?
Right.
And he could have just did it up at major league level.
Yeah.
Like I don't like.
And I do understand when Charrington in his media availability yesterday did say there are things he's working on. Like, they do want him to be more efficient. Actually, the fastball velocity was slightly down yesterday.
Right.
Where he wasn't hitting triple digits as routinely.
But he was working on a different pitch.
He was working on some other stuff, yeah. And I am wondering if, I don't know that people are going to like to hear this. I'm wondering if the directive was just take a little off to maybe be more efficient. Because you're still going to see these AAA hitters. They're probably not going to barrel up 98, 99.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they'll put more balls in play, and they'll do so right at defenders, and you'll be able to pitch through more innings at that pitch count.
Or this could be a tapering period. You know what a tapering means for athletes?
I know what a tapeworm is.
Tapering is like whenever, okay, so you're training hard. So say you're training for the combine, you're running, you're doing all the lifts, and then it's about 2 weeks out, a week out, and then days out from like the combine, you taper down. So you taper everything back.
Mm.
So your body, whenever you do have to perform at the highest, is ready to go, and you're not training at the highest. You're kind of tapering back what your training is to get primed and ready to hit the ground running whenever you really have to do it. So maybe I'm just, you know, just throwing this out there. Maybe this is them tapering him back for whenever he does come up, he can.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Be ready.
Is that the same thing as like a reload week? Like where you're doing your progressive overload as you're lifting and you're putting more and more weight on, doing more and more reps, you're trying to build muscle, and then for a week or so, you do dial it back a little bit just to give your body that rest, and then you get back into it?
Yes, you dial it back.
I'm a real man.
And especially if you have like a competition that you have to go perform for. You taper back and
like a marathon.
Yes.
You
wouldn't run a marathon. How many miles is a marathon?
26.2.
Like, you wouldn't do that. If you have a marathon on Saturday, you wouldn't do that on Thursday.
Yeah.
You would taper back and maybe run like 5 miles.
Yeah.
And then, bang, you hit the ground running. Maybe that's what we're seeing right now.
I would hope it's that, not arm fatigue. And I would imagine it's not arm fatigue. They babied him in spring training. They have babied him. They've treated him with kid gloves in AAA. I'm guessing there's no arm fatigue there. I'm wondering if it was just a thoughtful thing.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me. He can do that up here. And this isn't about face for me. As recently as last week, his last start, I said, yeah, he needs to be more efficient, and you are trying to build him up. I buy into the plan, but it's their decision to go with the bullpen game at the major league level that really changed my mind here. Because my whole deal on not wanting to get Skeens up here ASAP was because, yeah, I believed in their plan of bringing him along slowly, but also I didn't want to tax the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want him coming up here and only being able to pitch 3 innings, something that Starkey had suggested before. Yeah, let him do the 3 innings here. Well, you're going to kill your bullpen. Well, you've already done that.
Did it yesterday.
You're already doing that. Yeah. So why not just have Skeens be the guy to start the game? I hope he did his media tour. He was on with the PM team. It was a really good interview. He went on with Pat McAfee in Indianapolis. I'm smelling that he's going to be up here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Zane Grilly's not a hot take guy.
Nope.
He's saying May 10th. That would mean, what, one more? Doing math here, probably one more AAA start.
One more.
And then you get one up here at the big league level.
Yep, on that Friday at home.
I can be okay with that. And I'm okay with the 6-man rotation, too. Am I enamored with Quinn Priester? Absolutely not. He doesn't throw hard enough. And we heard his velocity was up. Maybe if he's going on 5 days rest, he does throw a little bit harder. Maybe it aids everyone in their rotation. We saw Keller fall apart a little bit at the end of last year because he pitched more big league innings than he ever pitched. I can buy into maybe your guys are more effective if they all get a little extra rest. So bring Paul Skeens up. Agree? Disagree? Comments? Concerns? 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is 6:11. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Real quick before we dive headfirst into the NFL draft, while I want Skeens up here, I think it's time to send Henry Davis down, man. And I never thought that I'd be saying that. I didn't want him to start the year in AAA. We had big-time debate and conversation about that in the offseason when it became obvious that they had that in their minds as a possibility. He's hitting 180.
Yeah.
He is absolutely putrid at the plate.
What's Bart hitting right now, too, if you have it up in front of you? It's definitely better.
It is better.
Way better.
It is definitely better.
Yeah.
I would have Bart be the guy, and then I'd get Grandal up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would send Henry down. Because if he's working on stuff at the big league level and he's hitting 180, he's not helping you. Austin Hedges was a better player than this version of Henry Davis because Austin Hedges would at least play defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Henry has had his praises sung by everyone about his defense. He's handling the staff. He's done a pretty good job back there. He still hasn't been good,
mm-hmm.
and he can't hit. And you can't have a 1-1 guy struggle like this for a prolonged amount of time without me having some fears that he could turn into a bust. So get him down there. Let him figure out his swing. The second he starts raking down there and he's figured out, because he's trying to pull everything they talked about on the broadcast.
Wainer talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, Wainer talked about it with us. The second he figures that out, you give him a week or so, bring him back up. Like, it doesn't need to be a prolonged stay, but he can't figure it out at the big league level right now because this season is also about winning baseball games for the first time in a while.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.